And here comes the first pitch from Rick Ankiel. High and inside. Way upstairs. Ball four. Wild pitch. That was 4 feet over Eli Marrero's head, and he is leaping after it.
Here's the left-hander's pitch to the plate. High to the backstop on the fourth. I counted fourth wild pitch of the inning.
Do you think about it much?
No, I try not to. Regardless if you had a good game or a bad game, you got to put it behind you and turn the page and try and look forward to what's coming up.
Are you pretty convinced you know what happened?
I'm not sure. You go out there, you can put it on 10,000 different things. You know, my arm wasn't there, my leg wasn't there, my mechanics weren't right. You know, I was nervous or whatever you want to say. I mean, I don't think you'll ever really know. And so it's not really much to worry about.
Roger Clemens always says that when he struggles, he sees the crowd. But when he's right, all he sees is the catcher. Is that something that you try to focus on?
Yeah, I can understand that a lot. I know when you're focused in, it seems like you could not even see somebody next to you. They could be telling you something, you don't even hear what they're saying. At times when you're struggling, you know, you notice the littlest things. You know, you notice somebody yelling Coke, you know, or the beer guy, you know, where you shouldn't.
Did you start to think about that in the playoffs? You remember what you saw?
A little bit. You know, that's one of the things I got asked too. You know, what do you remember seeing? Do you remember seeing the target? You know, and I got to be honest and say, no, I don't.
Have any players said to you that they know that deep down in them, that's something that everyone thinks about happening?
A little bit. You know, Daryl Kyle told me he went through something similar. And, he's tried to explain how tough it was. And, he's been explaining to me how to come back and how he felt when he went through it. So, I feel comfortable.
Rick Ankiel spent most of the offseason in California and spent a lot of time with fellow pitcher and Cardinal bonus baby Chad Hutchinson. 2 years ago, Hutchinson suffered a similar but longer stretch of wildness that he eventually conquered.
We try and talk about his keys and what helped him to come back and what his thoughts are now, how he feels. So it's been good. Right now, actually, he's staying with me in spring training. He stayed with me last year, so it's kind of like a recurring roommate.
During Hutchinson's recovery, he received counseling from psychologist Harvey Dorfman, who was employed by Scott Boras, the agent for Hutchinson and Ankiel. This winter, Dorfman also counseled Ankiel.
I've heard a lot of what Harvey's done in the past with Dennis Eckersley and Maddox, you know, Alex Rodriguez. You could go so on down the line, and I felt for myself, there's really no reason why I couldn't learn from it. And, he's been great. He has a lot of good ways to teach you on how to focus, you know, what to think out there when you're out there, when things start going wrong. And just to keep you grounded.
Would it help players to know that, you know, the wheels can come off for a short period of time, no matter how great you might think you are?
I think so. I was always a little apprehensive at first. You know, they tried to get me to talk to Harvey years ago, and I was always like, well, I don't need any help. But now looking back, I wish I would have.
The notoriety of Ankiel's wild postseason bred a widespread curiosity about the phenom. In the last month, stories have appeared nationally detailing the troubled environment in which he grew up and had protected, including the fact that his father is serving a 6-year prison sentence on drug charges. Some close to the 21-year-old feel that he is now free from all that he has tried so hard to shield and internalize.
You know, everything's out there, and I really can't say anything to add to it. I don't think there can't be any more surprises, so I think I'm definitely glad it's out there.
Has it been hard dealing with it?
At times.
Have you grown up from it?
I think so. I think you look the other way. I know at times I feel bad more for my family sometimes than I do for me.
How much did you worry about dealing with this, with the media onslaught?
I wasn't really so worried, but it becomes annoying a little bit when you're going out there just to tie your shoe or pick up your bat and you got 15 camera people following. You know, it gets a little annoying. I start feeling bad for McGuire.
Tony La Russa says that Ankiel has spent his professional life dealing with unlimited expectations and thus expects Ankiel to be a better pitcher than he was as a rookie, yet nowhere near as good as he'll be 3 years from now.
Any adversity you go through always can make you stronger. It's going to be a battle to get back through it, but you come back on top, I think it only makes you that much better.